Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Quickly to Dr. Fred Lopez, Professor of Medicine, Section of Infectious Diseases at LSU Health New Orleans. Morning, Dr. Fred. How are you?
Good, Tommy. How about yourself?
I'm okay, sir. It's National Influenza Vaccination Week. I got my flu shot. I got my COVID shot. I'm in my full possession of my faculties. I feel great. I'm not running around like a robot. The government's not implanted anything in me. Tell me about Influenza Week and the flu shot that's available, please.
Well, it's good timing because flu is definitely picking up. In fact, in Louisiana, we have the highest levels of flu-like illness in the United States. Only Colorado is close to us in terms of flu-like activity. So if you haven't gotten your vaccine, go get it now because it takes about 2 weeks to get immune to the flu. And we are about to see a takeoff in the flu activity.
Because of lack of vaccination or just the time of year?
It's the time of year. This is the time of year we tend to see illness increasing. December, January is when it typically peaks, and it will extend all the way through May. But remember, it takes 2 weeks for the antibodies to develop against the flu, and so getting it as soon as possible, if you haven't already gotten your flu vaccine, is really important. And it's important to mention, though, that the lower the vaccination rates, the more illness there's going to be, and the more transmission of flu-like illnesses as well.
If I do get the flu, what am I going to feel like?
You're going to feel badly, but you're not going to feel as bad as if you didn't take the flu shot earlier this year. So the fact that you're vaccinated means that even if you get the flu, which you can, because we know that that vaccine is about 40 to 60% effective, if you get the flu, it should be less severe, should prevent you from being hospitalized and having more severe complications.
Who should get it, and how often should we get a flu vaccine?
Yeah, great question. Everyone 6 months of age or older should get the flu shot, and they should get an updated flu shot every year. So if you haven't gotten one this year, you need to get it.
Are people at more risk of getting the flu than others?
No, everybody's at risk if they're not immune to the flu. The issue is that some people are at more risk for severe complications of the flu. And who are those individuals? It's the very young. It's older patients. It's also people with chronic medical conditions like diabetes, heart failure, lung disease, liver disease, kidney disease, people who have cancer who are receiving chemotherapy. All of these individuals are much more at risk for severe complications. And I would also add patients who are pregnant as well, and that that puts them at higher risk for complications.
Why is it age-related? I always wondered about that, 65 or older.
It's the immune system. The immune system doesn't work as well. It's not as effective at fighting infection. And as a result, you're more at risk for severe complications. Plus, you don't develop the same robust immune response the older you get to the vaccine. So that's why we typically recommend a stronger flu vaccine for individuals who are 65 years of age or older.
And a text comes in and says, can the vaccine give me the flu?
No, it cannot. The flu shot consists of a dead, inactivated virus that stimulates an immune response. So it is not possible to get the flu from the flu shot. If you get flu-like symptoms, sometimes just the vaccine itself can give you a sore arm. It might even give you a headache and a low-grade fever, but it only lasts for a short period of time and then goes away. If, however, you actually do get the flu after you get the shot, it's probably because you were incubating the illness before you got the shot and the body hadn't had enough time to create the immune response against the flu.
So for people that might be hesitant to get it for whatever reason, your thoughts would be?
Get it. Remember that you're not just protecting yourself, you're also protecting people around you who may be at more risk for severe complications. So it's as much a private health issue as it is a public health issue. And look, Tommy, I know I've said this before over many years, on average about 35,000 deaths from the flu each year, and this is a vaccine preventable illness.
Is it possible, even though I've been vaccinated, I could have the flu and work through it and not even know it?
Probably not. You'd probably be symptomatic. If you haven't been vaccinated and get the flu, you still should get the vaccine after because it protects you against other strains that might emerge later in the flu season. So good point to bring up about whether you've been vaccinated or had a natural infection with the flu.
There's no way this would have anything to do with me getting colds, right?
No, the colds are caused by other contagious viruses. Different from the flu, for which we have really no vaccines.
Sure seems like since I've been getting a shot, I haven't had a cold. Thank you, Dr. Fred. I appreciate your time. That's what is it? Anecdotal, not causal. How do you say it the scientific way?
I like the anecdotal part of your comments,
there
Tommy.
You go. Thank you, sir. Fred Lopez, professor of medicine, section of infectious diseases at LSU Health New Orleans, 755, 5 till 8, traffic now, WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.